The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, and it's Ben Burrell here. Hello! Well, here we are then. The final proper Absolute Radio Breakfast Show of the year. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Glenn Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn Moore in the big studio. Exciting.
Yeah. We're no longer in the booth of truth.
He's left the booth.
I'm on a throne of lies, baby.
It's just going to be you lying for 4 hours on the show. I love it.
Just fake news every half hour. Love it.
That's someone said that happens all the time anyway, mate.
Wow. Hey, no comment. No comment.
Old Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, final show of the year on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show without Dave Berry.
Yeah.
It feels a bit weird. What's Christmas like in your house these days, Matt? I'm guessing it's still pretty exciting for Ted, but are the girls still into Christmas?
Well, yeah, they still like Christmas. But they're
the girls?
10 and 13 now, so, you know. The magic has gone slightly, but, you know, as long as they get Taylor Swift vinyl and face cream, they're happy.
That's all they care about.
Oh, they're not listening. It's fine.
I've just thought as well, this is not another Matt Dyson moment, is it? Because I know there was loads of free Taylor Swift vinyl in the post room.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's
I didn't
not,
get
It's not a post room Christmas
I
in the Dyson
any of
household.
That. Yeah, Claire Sturgis told me there were some Taylor Swift books in the post room.
And vinyl, yeah, there's loads
well,
of it.
I need to go on a raid around the post room because I didn't get any of it.
I'll play a song now and you can go and raid and it'll be a happy Christmas in the Dyson household.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Oh, this music is good, isn't it?
Come on.
Jaunty.
Yeah.
It's jaunty, isn't it? What is it?
Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Of Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Very nice.
I thought you dug this out personally.
I do. This is labelled Ben Christmas because I sourced this years ago, but I forgot what the song was. I've got this instrumental and an instrumental of Driving Home for Christmas, another jazz version.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Look forward to that later.
Yes.
Stick around.
If you're going to stay for that alone. Yeah. When we were talking in the first bit of the show, I had to genuinely look at the screen in front of me and look if it was a Monday, because I've obviously lost track of the days already.
Already?
Yeah. And you asked the question before that last song finished, is there any point in us being here today?
I'm going to shoot off in a few minutes. Yeah.
Well, you've done the news, that's fine.
Yeah, right, you've done your bit. Yeah.
We want to know if people are, well, one, listening, but two, if people are actually working right now.
Is this a working day for you on the roads? It was pretty quiet, wasn't it?
No, I wouldn't say it was.
Really?
I wouldn't say it was.
It was for me. Noticeably quieter.
What do you mean? What?
What, a little too quiet?
As in no one...
Yeah.
As in, oh no, it's not a zombie apocalypse, is it? Oh. No, as in, there's no one coming in to work on this Monday, are they? Everyone's booked it off.
Let's do a snap poll. 8, 12, 15. Work or no work? Let us know right now. 8, 12, 15 to text. Because when we were driving through central London, I thought it was quite busy. Maybe it was just people desperately going to the shops straight away or something. But it was quite busy on the way, and I thought people walking around, knocking about, going to work by the looks of things.
Yeah.
Let us know. 8, 12, 15 to text. Let's do a little snap poll. Are you going to work today? Are you not going to work? We need to tailor the show for you this morning. 8, 12, 15 to text. Let us know, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. Fun glimpse behind the scenes, but Glenn Moore's in the big studio today. Usually you're in a separate booth, the booth of truth, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
But as we discussed earlier, you are out of the booth of truth. You are telling lies like there's no end to it. On a rampage, if you will.
What are you trying to say? That Tottenham score was not accurate.
Do you know what happened during that news? Right, because usually when you're in a separate room, we can talk during the news.
We slag you off, basically.
But during that, your sport bulletin, you mentioned about the Tottenham score. I'm a Tottenham fan, and we lost quite heavily yesterday to Liverpool. Yeah. Matt looked at me and sort of did like an eye gesture with his eyebrows, as if to say, like, oh, dear.
Are you okay?
Oh, dear.
It was more of an are you okay? Are you all right today? Are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. We're used to it, right? But I almost burst out laughing because you just looked at me.
You nearly burst into tears.
That's why you looked like you weren't okay. That's why I was checking in.
No, but you looked at me with such pity. It was sort of heartwarming and embarrassing at the same time. It was quite an incredible emotion. I've never experienced it before, if I'm being honest.
Good.
What a Christmas gift to me. Thank you so much for that.
Well, it must be hard for you so far down in the table.
All right, mate.
I mean, Forest are in the Champions League places for Christmas. I mean, it's just
which is insane, by the way.
Time,
no, won't continue.
It's It will continue.
Well, actually, do you know what, though? But it's Christmas. I mean, who knows how long it's going to go? Because it's been going for such a long time
now. We are the new Leicester City. You know, it's happening all over again.
Are you going to win the league? Are you calling it now?
I'm going to win the league.
No, but you will do the thing where you get relegated a few seasons later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is good news, isn't it? Ban and Mum and Dad is back for 2025 with our good friends at Wix. Matt, remind us what Ban and Mum and Dad is.
Well, it's like if you used to play music as a youngster and you're in a band and then life got in the way. Ooh. This is the chance to have a second bite of the cherry.
It is. You are so correct. Were you ever in a band at school?
I was briefly in a band with my mate's brother, Jim Lang, and they were like, he was like in the fifth year at secondary school. I was in the first year, and I played a little bit of guitar and said I can play like rhythm guitar in the band.
If you're not good enough, or I was rhythm guitar, if you're not good enough, it has to be rhythm.
Exactly. Yeah. I went to one rehearsal and I didn't know what I was doing. I only knew about three chords. and I was just playing really quietly to sort of fade into
in the hope no one would notice.
And they all noticed and they never invited me back.
I didn't realise that. We've touched upon a nerve.
Thanks for reminding me.
Do you want to enter the...
No,
this could be your
really
second
don't.
Bite of the cherry,
really
couldn't
put
it?
Me off it for life.
You on rhythm guitar? Just with the three chords. Yeah. What were your three chords? Can you remember? Surely C.
C, G, and A sharp.
A sharp.
A sharp. I'm trying to remember the finger.
Exotic.
On the fretboard.
You've never, ever sounded like less a guitar player. On the fretboard, I believe. If you want to get involved with this, as Matt was saying, basically it's your chance to be part of a band. And the performance that you'll end up doing will be like professionally mixed and filmed and everything.
Yeah.
If you missed this first time around, you can Google Ban and Mum and Dad. You'll be able to see what happened last time. It was a massive, massive success. We love doing it. We're going to do it again for 2025. If you want to get involved, if you are a musician, if you missed your opportunity, as Matt said, if you want a second bite of the cherry, go to absoluteradio.co.uk/win. That's absoluteradio.co.uk/win. And we'll see you next year for Ban and Mum and Dad.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, what a year it's been on the social ammo desk. What an incredible clip. What incredible year of clips we've had. So many talking animals. Thank you for bringing
so
us
many
this,
talking
this
animals.
Year.
Yeah, and we didn't include any in the rundown of the year that we did on Friday. So I thought I should bring you some new talking pets.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I get sent a lot the Italian dog. People send that to me a lot.
You say that like it's a normal thing.
We've
what does
done
that mean?
It a lot. Well, you'll remember it when you hear it. It's amazing. A dog talking to its owner in an Italian accent. It's up there with a Japanese crow that we had earlier this year. But the Italian dog is a classic.
My favourite Michael
genre.
Caine film.
Yeah. And so I've been sent two other ones to go alongside. There's an English dog, which is all right, but have a listen to the English dog.
Hello!
A little squeaky chihuahua.
Can we hear that again?
Have a listen to the end.
Hello! Hello!
Amazing. But Scottish dog is excellent. This is a dog with an actual Scottish accent. Have a listen.
Hello!
Hello! Amazing, isn't it? Really?
It's like Scottish Granny.
Yeah,
it's
a lockdown. Like a bad penny. Scottish Granny. She was the original mama. She was the mama dog is possibly the best one we've ever had. Have you heard this one?
Mama.
This dog just sits in a pub and says mama on demand for food.
Can we hear that again? Can we hear that again?
Mama dog is by far the best.
Mama.
It's hypnotic, isn't it?
Mama. It's amazing.
I can only picture a human saying that.
It's bizarre. It's amazing that they can mimic human speech in such a great way.
Quick, we'll do a new game. Later, human or dog.
That's a great
game.
Like
a new version of Dame
Well,
that
we're going to play Guess the Present.
I know we are, yes. Brace yourself for that.
And then the other one this morning for you, Ben, There I Ruined It is always a great place to be at Christmas. For your Christmas party. Most of their festive tunes aren't really radio friendly, like Dr. Dre's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and Nicki Minaj's take on Feliz Navidad. We won't play them here, but Johnny Cash's take on Hurt, mixed with Happy Children singing to the tune of Jingle Bells, is amazing work from There I Ruined It and their AI specialists. It's like the darkest, saddest lyrics we've ever heard, mixed with the most jaunty Christmas song, and it's a beautiful piece of work.
What have I been
become my sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away.
Everyone. Do you know though? It fits the kind of archetype of a Christmas song because they're all upbeat musically, but sometimes very sad.
Yes, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's often a darker side.
Yeah, I think that should be added to the Christmas canon. If I'm being honest.
I will make you
hurt. The full video on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with it later, and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning and Merry Christmas. It's Ben Burrell with you right now. And during that last song, Old Swiss, one of our producers here, turned to me and said, Matt is going to be in charge of this bit of the show, which can only mean that I'm about to be held to account for something.
No, you're not going to be held to account, really, but you shared your sort of end-of-year wrapped.
Not end-of-year wrapped. Just a little... list of things that I've enjoyed.
Like Obama.
Very much like Obama.
He's very much like the president. And it's fine, but when myself and Dave saw it, Dave was saying he hadn't heard of half of them.
Wait a second, when were you looking through this?
And when you posted them the other day.
We talk about you all the time.
Yeah, during the show, you were doing this.
It's derogatory. Yeah.
While the songs are on. What do we do while the songs are on? Talk about Ben's socials, basically.
So you should. I put this on Instagram, right? And it was just a list of things that I'd like to hear.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine to do. Yeah. I'm not having to go at you about that. But
come on,
there's some
what
great ones in there, like your favourite albums. Romance by Fontaines was a great album.
Yeah,
obviously.
Great album.
English Teacher, Vampire Weekend. I didn't listen to the whole
thing. That's a great record, that new Vampire Weekend.
I got a bit bored at the start of it. And MGMT had a new album out.
Yeah, so MGMT, they've gone into a dad rock era. It's proper dad rock. We all have to go to a dad rock era sooner or later.
At some point, yeah. It took them a while to get there. But we were saying that we haven't heard of some of them, and basically some people are accusing you of making up band names and songs. Long Wait in A&E was been accused of making
up. The band are Hope of the States, right? Remember Hope of the States in the early noughties?
Yeah,
they got back together. What do you mean vaguely? How dare you? They got back together this year and released, and they came back with an 11-minute song, which feels ambitious.
Really? Wow.
It was great.
That is a long way to
I went to see them play live as well.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Oh. Okay. Basically, I spent the whole year trying to relive my youth.
Well, the other one that we weren't sure whether was real or not is a masterpiece of Shang-a-Lang-a-Dang.
When you say it like that, it's not going to sound real.
You're right, I can see where you're coming from now. Yes, I did make that up, yes. Yeah. Actually, no, I didn't make it up. It's a song I've recorded that I'm trying to push on the side.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
And playing on line number one is Jules. Jules, good morning.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you, Jules? Where are you? What are you doing today?
I am currently sat in a dark living room with the Christmas tree lights on, drinking coffee. I've just woken up.
It's a nice way to ease yourself into a day. Isn't it?
I'm not working today. I'm supposed to be working, but I'm not. I'm going to take the day off.
Oh, what do you mean you're supposed to be working? What, you just woken up and thought, not for me?
No, I'm self-employed, but I don't have much on, so I thought, I'll take the day off today. I've got a lot of Christmas shopping to do, so...
Got Christmas shopping to do. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've kind of left it very last minute. So.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to finish off mine.
To do.
Yeah. What do you do as a job, Jules?
I'm a mortgage broker.
Oh,
please tell us there's some good news. The Bank of England aren't shifting, are they?
Yeah, I wish I had a crystal ball. I really do.
Oh, if only Andrew Bailey was coming down the chimney with some...
I did not think you were going to say that. Okay, thanks for that. Lovely insight to your... you're quite knowledgeable about mortgage rates, clearly, aren't you?
Yeah, that's because it's ruining my life. Yeah. Okay. Some good news,
Matt,
from
keep
Jules.
It light. Keep it light. A couple of days
there
to Christmas.
There is no good news. Okay. There is no Jules.
Do you want to play for the £5?
All right, let's see who you're going to play with this morning, Jules. Let's roll the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
All right. Yes. Glenn Moore, please leave the studio.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, off he goes. Oh, just rattle the microphone. Oh, fine, just leave it. Yeah, he's balanced his headphones on the microphone.
Well, that's quite intimidating.
He's getting
it?
Too big for his boots. It's unbelievable. All right, Matt, can you confirm Glenn's left the studio?
He has gone. You heard the door close there.
Yes. I've just seen he's wearing shorts today as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah. His security guard isn't here as well. He doesn't work Christmas now. He's already finished for Christmas. He's clocked off.
Yeah, I've got the clip. All right, Jules, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, I've got five first names in front of me. You just give me a surname to make a celebrity. Name number one is Santa.
Claus.
Yes.
Not many places you can go with that one.
No. So, would you get away with Santi Cazorla, the former?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not really Santa, though, is it?
No, not really.
Still playing.
Name number two is Holly.
Willoughby.
Yes. There's not really anywhere she
can
go.
Two matches so far, I reckon.
Name number three is Nick.
Oh. Nick.
Yeah.
A name just popped in my head, but I'm so old.
Oh, yeah, go with it.
Ershaw.
Oh, that's great.
80s legend.
Yeah. I think we still play him on Absolute 80s.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking.
It's the only Nick I know.
It's the only Nick you know. What about Hancock? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
What about Knowles?
Oh, the biggest.
There's some great Nicks.
What about Nasty?
I'd love to see those four in a room.
Yeah.
Just bantering.
Oh, a night of Nicks. Yeah, oh, I'd love that.
Okay, could be coming in 2025. Meantime, name number four is Carol.
Vorderman.
Yes.
Yes, no messing.
Okay, Kershaw felt like a misstep, but these are all good so far. All right, fifth and final name is Chris.
Oh, Chris. Oh, another old thing has popped in my head.
Go with it.
The Berg.
Oh, come on.
Yes. I'm loving your work, Jules.
No, Jules, there's nothing wrong with you.
That's what happens when the pressure's on.
Chris de Berg's a great guess.
I always do. I go back to my childhood when you're on the spot.
Exactly. One time we did this, Jules, and Matt started naming marathon runners from the 80s.
Steve Yvette suddenly came into my head. I hadn't thought about him for years.
Steve Yvette.
It's the way the game works.
Chris de Berg's the most famous person in the world compared to Steve Yvette. All right, Jules, stay there. We'll try and match your names with Glenn next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Jules, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
How do you think it went?
I'm really regretting two particular names.
Okay.
And a flood of other names have come into my head.
Yeah, well, it's easy afterwards, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's always easy afterwards. I think I think you'd be too hard on yourself.
I think you did quite well.
I think there was some good guesses in there.
How old is he? Will he even know?
How old is he?
Are we allowed to say your age, Glenn?
Yeah, 35. 35.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a couple of... But, I mean, Glenn knows his music, so
Think older than whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'd say, just if you're going to indulge a decade, indulge the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I thought it was going to be like Jesus Christ and be like, it's too young to know. That was thousands of years ago.
Think BC, right. Yeah. Think BC.
Herod.
Okay. They are Christmas themed to a degree. All right. So, Glenn Moore, good luck.
All right.
Name number one. You might get this one. Santa.
Yeah, I was trying to think of any other alternative.
No, exactly, there aren't any.
Name number two. Holly.
Knew that was going to come up. I think it's Willoughby.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Really good so far.
All right. Strap yourselves in. Here we go. Name number three. Old Swiss is shaking his head at me. I'm not going to give it away.
He doesn't.
Yes, you are.
You're going to be in the office until Christmas Day. He's transferring this money to Jules. Okay. Name number three.
Yeah.
Is Nick.
Right. If this is like the 80s, I don't like Nick Hancock.
Oh, no!
Oh. Who was it?
Kershaw.
Nick.
I think that's all right.
Okay.
I mean, it is quite dated, isn't it? We've not seen Nick Kershaw on our TV screens for, like, decades, I don't think.
I'm looking him up now.
Old Swiss, yeah. Get Kershaw on the show by 9. I want him on the show by 9.
Kershaw.
I wouldn't have known that that was a singer. From a name, Nick Kershaw, I think you present a Grand Designs-esque programme.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the big hit? The Riddle? Was that him?
He had quite a lot of big hits.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. Loads of hits I've never heard of. Wouldn't it be good? Dancing Girls,
Wouldn't It Be Good?
Wouldn't
It Be Good?
Human Racing. I don't know any of these.
What's your favourite Nick Kershaw song, Jules?
You actually play it in one of your adverts, wouldn't it be good?
Yeah, we do. It's the absolute 80s promo. Thanks for noticing.
He wrote Chesney Hawk's One and Only.
Come on.
He wrote that.
Wow. He's a big star.
Wow. We should appreciate him.
We should appreciate
him. Sorry, I should have said that looking back.
On New Year's Day, I'm going to commission a Nick Kershaw megamix.
Oh, I smell a new documentary coming on.
Yeah, could be.
Get on that.
All right. Fourth name was Carol.
Vorderman.
Yes. Fifth and final name, Chris.
Hemsworth.
No.
Quibbles Kringle.
No. I think we're sort of 80s pop again, really.
DeBurr.
Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Jules, sorry, no £5 for you this morning, but we did get to discuss Nick Kershaw at length on national radio in 2024, which is a prize in itself, I think.
It is.
Jules, have a great Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And £5 is back in January.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. The drums at the start of this are outrageous, aren't they? Always the best bit of the show. Yeah. Good morning, it's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. This is the final proper Absolute Radio breakfast show of the year with the team. So drink it right in. And we spoke to Jules earlier as part of Five Celebs, £5, which, by the way, felt like the most fun rounder that we've done in ages.
Yeah, it's a great advert for the game.
I love it. You know when there's a good football game, like, it's a great advert for the Premier League.
That should save it for at least another 6 months, surely.
It's just been recommissioned on the basis of that.
The bosses. Yeah.
We spoke to Jules, and she didn't get £5, but she did inform us that she woke up this morning during a work day, basically, woke up and thought, I can't be bothered. Yeah. I'm not going to go to work.
Take today off.
Yeah, full disclosure, though, she is self-employed.
Yeah.
I quite like that. I quite admire that, though. And that is very in keeping with this time of the year, right? Mm. Getting towards Christmas, everyone's starting to slow down a little bit. So on the show this morning, we want to hear from you on 8, 12, 15. We want you to answer the question, how were you phoning it in? Jules has woken up this morning on a work day and thought, can't be bothered. Are you doing something similar? How are you phoning it in? 8, 12, 15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. I mean, you could be at work right now listening to us thinking, mentally I've checked out already.
Yeah.
Or maybe you are having breakfast right now and it's not a great breakfast. I mean, Matt, you just told us during that last song you had, was it for breakfast yesterday?
Those Cadbury's puds, those little chocolate balls.
Feels like a low.
Hazelnut, I had them for breakfast, yeah, that sandwich I've checked out.
How many
Christmas
do you have?
Has already started. It was a whole sort of mini bag.
Oh,
with some coffee. It was lovely.
What time was this?
About 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, God.
Has he had them for brunch?
I thought you were like in your kitchen like 3:30 going... Mm. What's Daddy doing downstairs? Yeah. Shouldn't he be at work? 8, 12, 15. How are you phoning in? It could be with work. It could be you're having a ridiculous breakfast right now like Matt did. Or maybe, I don't know, present shopping. Maybe you've got loads of presents left to get and you're getting to the point now where you're just buying anything, literally anything for anyone. Let us know how you are phoning it in, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Why have you given up in the run-up to Christmas? Let us know, please. Jules says she's basically coasting until she goes to New York on Christmas Day, which is a lovely thing to be coasting towards.
Wow, yeah.
But at the same time, it's unacceptable to read out because it is a...
holiday bragging text.
Don't often see them in December.
Yeah. Nicely hidden in the festive text. Though,
she's used the show.
Still there.
Yeah, she's used what we're doing on the show and she's snuck in a little holiday brag in it. And I would be impressed with that, but also it's a 10-song ban for you, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah,
no longer welcome on the show. Magic Radio will accept you, but no longer welcome here. Those are the rules. I can only apologise. 8, 12, 15, if you're phoning it in, let us know, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Final one of the year with the team, and we're going out in style, aren't we, Matt Dyson?
Yes.
something coming up that, let me tell you, it's red hot content. Red hot content coming your way in the next 20 minutes. When I've covered the show previously, we like to play a guess game, don't we? Like we like to play Name That Caller, where we try and guess the caller's name. We did Name That Age with varying success, didn't we? We also did Name That Job, which was quite job, fun as well. We guessed that a couple of times, didn't we?
Yeah, we nearly did Name That Social Class, didn't we? But we decided against that idea,
ABC1.
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 The demographic.
We could do that. I'd love to do that. We're not going to do that on the show this morning. Maybe we'll do that in 2025. On the show this morning, we are doing Name That Present. That is right. Name That Present. Why are you laughing?
No, nothing. It's great.
It's good.
I seem to remember it from last year being
I don't remember this at all. I think I probably repressed the memory.
That was a smash hit.
Clearly. If you want to play Name That Present this morning, text your name to 81215. We will call you back and we'll get you on for Name That Present. How does Name That Present work, I hear you ask? Well, it's very simple. We want you to get a present, shake it down the phone. That's right. And we'll try and guess what the present is.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a box of Lego, we're quids in.
And you can remain anonymous if you don't want to ruin the surprise for anyone on the big day.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Your name to 81215. If you've enjoyed Name That Caller this year, and my goodness, why wouldn't you? If you've enjoyed Name That Job this year, what a smash hit that was, then text your name to 81215 right now and indulge us in a festive version of this game. Name That Present is coming up. We need you on the other end of the phone with a present to hopefully bring some joy to the show this morning. Your name to 81215. We'll call you back and get you one for Name That Present soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
What a year it's been on the show, Matt.
Yeah, hasn't it?
Oh, some of the content we've given you. Talking cats, talking dogs, talking birds.
Yeah.
And also when I cover never-ending Guess the Games. Basically, we have a caller on, don't we? Usually we try and guess their name, we try and guess their job. We've tried this all different ways, haven't we? And now it's taken a festive turn as we play Name That Present. Playing on line number one this morning is Angie. Angie, good morning.
Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Angie.
Angie, what possessed you to want to get involved with this feature?
I have no idea.
Okay, have you got your present to hand?
I do.
Okay, we're going to ask you to shake it in a bit. Each team member has one question. Hopefully, we'll try and guess your present in the next 15 minutes or so. Before we do that, Angie, what's your present situation at the moment? Have you got 100% of presents bought, or are you worried and concerned about the future of present buying?
A bit of both.
Mm. Oh.
I think I'm done, but oh. I'm not entirely sure. It's not beyond the realms of possibility that I've forgotten people.
Have you got Matt Dyson a little gift?
Of course, obviously.
Thanks, Angie.
Okay, all right, I think we're ready to guess, aren't we? Should we get our questions ready? Whilst we do, Angie, can you pick the present up if you've not done so already?
I have.
Okay, can you position your phone so we'll be able to hear you shaking the present?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay, give us a little shake, shall we?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
You do it again.
One more shake, one more shake.
I broke the bag.
Oh, no. Wait, is it already wrapped?
It's fragile.
No, I haven't wrapped it yet. It's in the bag, but sorry, okay. But that's not really giving much away, but yeah.
That's a clue.
Give us another shake, would you?
Okay.
So it's loose in a bag.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've got one thing coming to mind, and I don't know why.
I've got a question. Yeah.
Okay, go.
Did you get this from a market?
No.
No. Okay, not. I'm going to write down not from market. No,
I just felt that would be more bagged.
Yeah. That's a good thought. Yeah.
I blew that question.
Does it just come in a bag from the shop you've bought it from, or is it bag orientated the present?
The first one.
Yeah. It comes in a bag.
Okay.
So you're not going to leave it. You're going to take it out of the bag when you wrap it, presumably. Yeah. That's just a supplementary. No.
No. Leave it in the bag and wrap the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unorthodox.
Okay. Are we allowed to say who it's for? Can we say who it's for, Angie?
It's for my mum.
Okay. Right.
This is a sub question. I think it's allowed. Are we allowed to ask your mum's age range? Mm.
Yes. Do you want a range or actual age?
Actual age, fine.
No, I think we'll go range.
She's 86.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Go on, yeah.
Have you bought this gift for anyone before in your lifetime?
Never.
First time gift.
So maybe it's a new invention.
What new invention could fit in a bag?
Tesla.
Okay. So this is for Angie's mum, who's 86. It's in a bag.
In a bag.
From a shop.
But it will be wrapped within that.
Oh, can I ask another question?
Final question.
So is it her main gift?
Oh, yeah.
Great question.
Yes. Right. Well, for me, it is.
Yes, yeah.
But yes, the main
Okay, so we're thinking
her only gift.
Her only gift. Oh, okay.
From me.
Yeah.
Okay, from you. All right, final question. We've just completely flouted the rules here.
Yeah, really.
Final question.
What do you like to do to unwind?
How much did this cost, if you don't mind saying?
Oh, it was on I bought it from, a voucher site. So it was on special, because, I'm generous like that. Yeah. it was about £20, about 15 or £20, I can't remember.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, okay. So 20-odd quid for an 86-year-old from a voucher site, and it comes in, it's come in a bag.
Never bought before.
And it's the main and only present. Angie, just before we let you go, one last shake for us.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, all right. Feel free to help us out on 8, 12, 15. What's your guess? 8, 12, 15. We will guess the present after this. This is happening on a national radio station.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We've done Name That Caller. We've done Name That Job. We've done Guess the Age. Soon to come in 2025, Guess the Class. But before that, we are doing Name That Present with Angie on line number one. Welcome back to the show, Angie.
Hi.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
Yeah, really hard.
I know it's annoying, but can you give us one more little shake, Angie?
Hold on.
Shake of the present.
I'm getting nothing from the shake.
She sounds like rustling. She sounds like she's going...
Yeah.
Okay, this is really difficult. People are guessing on 8, 12, 15, though. Kira's guessed what I'm going to guess, so I won't say her text. No. Louise says puzzle. That's a good guess.
Jigsaw puzzle is a really good
Jigsaw's great.
It's really good.
Anonymous texter whose number ends in 727, dishwasher tablets. Merry Christmas. Here's £20 worth of dishwasher tablets.
I suppose they would be on a voucher site, would they?
I think that's quite good if the next present they open is then a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And
they
go, oh, it was a clue.
Yeah. But this is the only present she's getting from Angie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it can't be that.
This says roller skates from Lara. Phil was ambitious. And Kevin says, a bag of false teeth cleaning tablets. Lol. Okay. All right, I don't think those guesses have really helped us, apart from Kira's, which I'm going to go with. Do we all have a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure? How confident are you?
No, well, the logic of my... if I think about it logically, then I have what is 100% the wrong answer. But I've thought a bit illogically, and I think I have a decent answer.
Okay. Oh. Right, okay.
Okay, I like that. Matt, do you want to go first? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm trying to narrow it down still at this very stage, but I'm thinking, is it some sort of gardening product, a new trowel, perhaps?
That's not my present.
Merry Christmas, it's a trowel. All right, I'll go next, because I've got a sneaky suspicion Glenn's guess might be the best guess.
No.
Okay, I'm building it up for you. Okay, I'll go. Is it a digital photo frame?
That's not my present.
Glenn, it's all down to you.
So I was thinking logically, like it seemed to be like a container that had bits in when she sort of rattled it round. And I was thinking, what could that be? And then she said £20. Then she said she's never bought it for anyone before, which could imply it's something that's come out this year. Mm-hmm. So my first guess would have been the June popcorn bucket from the cinema tie-in. But I think it's an Amazon Echo.
That's not my present.
Oh! The drama of the pause there.
I know, wow. Yeah.
That was deliberate.
Yeah.
That was mean, is what it was.
I liked it. Let's do a little bonus one. Darren has just texted in this very second. He says, is it a bag of bath bombs?
Oh.
No, that's not my present.
Oh, okay. No, all right.
Were we in any way close?
Nope.
Oh, you put us out of misery. What is your present?
It is a heated gilet.
Oh! Wow. £20, so that's cheap.
It's a bargain.
If you're 49 like me, you would call it heated body warmer.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Wow. When your mother opens it on Christmas Day, will you call it a gilet or a body warmer?
A gilet.
Yeah, you've got to upscale the present, haven't you?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
What is your mum's name? Let's hope she's not listening, otherwise the surprise is very much ruined.
I doubt it. Her name's Glenda.
Oh, all right. Well, have an amazing Christmas. I hope Glenda likes her present. Hope we haven't ruined it for her. She surely loves real music and how much it matters, so I imagine she is listening right now.
Obviously.
All right, Angie, listen, have a great Christmas. Thank you so much for playing our game this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I can't believe it.
Wouldn't have got that in a million years. No, 20 quid, that's a steal.
Yeah, that is a steal.
Well done,
I'm going to jump online right now and buy myself.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio. It's the no-repeat guarantee, which means we won't repeat the same song twice between now and 5 p.m. And that is, of course, across our 9 different playlists. You can flip between them all on our Rayo app right now. Just download it. Search for R-A-Y-O in your app store. And on the main station, we're going to play Snow Patrol. Yeah. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told. On Absolute Radio Country, we'll play you Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Kahan. On Absolute Radio 10's Marshmello and Bastille. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. So go on, download the free Rayo app, pick a station and join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, the final one with the team for this year. And Matt, what a way to go out it was.
Oh, yes. So much going on, wasn't there?
There was a lot going on, wasn't there? Was there not, Glenn?
If there was loads.
We need to name the show before we finish it. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon and in podcast form. Wherever you get your podcasts from. We need to name it based on content from today's show, as per usual. Actually, do you know what? Only 5 potentials today, which is quite small, considering we usually have like 20 or something. Let's go through them, shall we? Glenn's Throne of Lies.
Because he's left inaccurate bulletins.
Yeah, he's left the Booth of Truth, so that's why.
He's coming to the main studio and all hell's broken loose. Yeah. And I like it. Brackets Derogatory. What was that about?
I like it. I'm not sure why.
About how we talk about you.
Thanks for reminding me. I will not be coming back to the show in 2025. If only Andrew Bailey was coming down the chimney.
That was talking to a mortgage broker. Andrew Bailey, the head of the Bank of England, not the former Absolute Radio newsreader.
I was going to say that.
From year.
What about Hancock? What about Knowles? What about Nasty?
All the Knicks on 5 Celebrities, £5, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd love the caller to have gone, Nasty.
Yeah. It was a great episode. Worth listening to the podcast for that.
Wasn't it a great advert for the feature? Fifth and final potential name is Merry Christmas, It's a Trowel.
Yeah, possibly not the greatest guess. I really like Brackets Derogatory.
Cool to show that, why not?
No, but I don't have to explain that to Dave when you come back in January.
I can't wait to
and then
it.
he'll give you a knowing look and go, it's okay. He can't hurt you now. He's not on the show. Good grief. All right, Brackets Derogatory is the name of today's show. It'll be available, as I say, on our Rayo app very, very soon and in podcast form too. We are back in January. We will see you then. Have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year. The No Repeat Guarantee continues next.